Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Where anyone can tweet you at Team Reba.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank.
Where they can tweet you at Eric is my banker.
There you go.
Can anyone tweet you, Joe?
You could look at me at LinkedIn or call me at the office.
Well, you guys actually do have a Twitter account, though.
Yes, we do.
I need to tag you on.
Yeah,
so,
but and your website is what?
www.sunergysystems.com. So SunergySystems.
He's reading that off I know, a piece you, of paper.
And you're part owner.
Yes.
Right.
We need to work on your marketing skills.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. And as Joe Deets, DEETS.
Got it.
Like the Deets. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Just give me the Deets.
Like the Deets?
Give me
Deets. Give me the Deets.
Give me the Deets.
Give me your digits.
Got it. Yeah. Perfect. Good, good, good. So you were talking over the break about some things going on down in Olympia regarding solar. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. We have a bill that was introduced for this session, and it was first off, there is solar incentives available in Washington. It's on the books. It's the law now, and it's still very attractive. But we're looking as an industry. We are part of an organization called Solar Installers of Washington, and we introduced a bill that would sort of take solar to the next stage, if you will. And so the bill asks for a 10-year contract. So say, Eric, you go solar, you will have a 10-year contract with the utility paying you at a fixed rate for every kilowatt hour you produce. The difference now between that and our current legislation that's on the books is that you are paid a rate, but it's doesn't go for 10 years. It goes for about 5 now because it sunsets in 2020. So it gives you a little more assurance. However, the rates, last I saw, and as the bill has been making its way, are quite a bit less than they are now. So the question may be, should we say the bill passes? And we don't know. It actually, long story. Okay, special session. They're voting on the supplemental budget today.
Mm-hmm.
Our bill may be part of that. I was actually hoping to find out before this show.
Got it.
Well, but, you know, when you do find out, let us know, because as you know, on Friday, that's when we post the week's show so that it can be out there into social media and for people to go back to if they wanted to get something that maybe they missed or they wanted to listen to again, that kind of thing. So if you want to send us a follow-up, we can
absolutely
put that into the blog.
Thank you, Reba, because this would be big news one way or another. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, if we don't find out now, today,
I know.
We should
You're looking for your text messages. Like,
I know.
Is it there?
I was telling colleagues, just let me know. I'm coming on the show any minute. So
tweet Deets.
Tweet Deets, yes. But the point is, there may or may not be new legislation, but there is a bill, there is a law of the land, if you will, on the books now that is still very attractive. So do not let that deter you for exploring solar. Definitely, if you have an interest, contact a company such as us, Sunergy. We'd love to talk to you and find out what your options are.
Okay, let's talk about financing. Mm-hmm. How do you pay for something like this?
Well, we are finding, let's just say 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we didn't do much financing, but about half our customers finance now.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not uncommon
at
all.
Do they finance through your company, or do they do it through some other mechanism?
Well, yes. Not through us. We're not a financing company, but there are companies. Sorry, Eric, there's a credit union that we often work with, Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union. Mm-hmm. They were part of Puget Sound Energy, so they have a lot of experience in energy loans. Mm. They are taking, at the moment, the lion's share of the solar financing market. So just because they're very efficient, they have good rates, et cetera.
You're saying they outshine the rest?
Well, they're just easy.
LOL, OMG.
I know.
Yeah. But mind you, you can go anywhere for financing, but it's just, we find PSCCU is just very effective.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for that plug for that other credit union.
Well, that's why he said, I'm sorry.
Home Street Bank. No, that's no problem at all. But there's also energy efficiency mortgages available. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times if a person's refinancing or if they're buying a home, we can actually tack on funds to make energy efficiency improvements, mm-hmm. as part of the mortgage itself.
Which, with those fantastic rates you were mentioning earlier.
There you go. That's right. Take that, credit union.
Start with the number three.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, no, it's a perfect segue because, it's true.
And we are seeing, of course, with our crazy market, home values have come up and people are finally realizing some equity, in their homes, and good equity growth, strong, crazy equity growth in some neighborhoods.
Had you heard the show that we did with PSC, Joe,
had you been listening,
that I ran through some numbers of February from this year to last year, and there were some staggering numbers on that. Some portions of Bellevue were up as much as 28%.
Wow.
Parts of Seattle, most of them anywhere from 14% to 18%.
Wow.
So, and that's just in the last year. So, and we've had several years of that type of growth. So, there definitely are opportunities for people that are listening right now to take a look at that. And if they are hoping to make these changes, you're talking about the energy efficiency changes as well as adding solar in. Neither one of those is particularly inexpensive.
Mm-mm.
Right.
But what a great time and opportunity to do that on a fairly low cost in general when it's financed, to take advantage of it. It's just...
Well,
it couldn't be better.
Exactly. You can figure at these interest rates right now, $1,000 in loan amounts only going to add about, less than maybe $4.75 to the payment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it really is a good time for that. Reba, so along the same line, are you seeing any statistics, or maybe it's not even available out there, is a home selling for more because it has solar?
Well, that's why Joe's company brought me in, because we wanted to have that conversation. And it's that favorite answer of mine. It depends. Because in certain market areas, there is more attached to that. But if you're out in a market area where that really hasn't become a common thing, or maybe there's not as many people interested in that, then it's going to be pretty much flat. But a lot of these market areas in Seattle, this is we didn't get into it yet about the demographics of who's calling you, but most of the people in this area tend to be interested in this type of thing, especially the millennials who are kind of coming into the marketplace. They're very, very interested in it. But it's not just them. People kind of blanket everything in that one direction, but that's not true, because I have clients, they're all in their 50s and 60s, that they've been the ones kind of, creating that, that whole chain. So, so do you see a demographic? Because this goes back into having Green Canopy last week.
Yeah.
They were trying to figure out energy efficiency isn't the sexy thing that really, or the romantic idea of a house that people have. So they have a hard time marketing the energy efficiency piece to a degree, but they know kind of who their client base is. What do you guys see?
That's a great question. And it's something we're constantly looking. Who are our customers? And I would say, let's say 5 years ago, it tended to be a little bit older folks, plus 55, maybe the kids.
Former hippies.
Yeah, former hippies, and the kids are gone. In fact, there was sort of a rule of thumb, if you saw a little kid in the house, forget it. You're not going to make a sale. But that is not true anymore. That is simply not true. And I find that fascinating. We're selling more and more to younger families.
Okay,
we really are.
Good.
I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. That's a lot of who I have asking about it. Which reminds me, I still have a few people I need to introduce you to.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. But so you guys don't track demographic data specifically about who your client base is?
That just answered my question.
Yeah.
It's something I personally am extremely interested in, because who are our customers? It is evolving. Like I said, just anecdotally, I talk with more and more younger families.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see people doing it, because I think it's just going to continue to be a great thing to add to a home, and that more new homes will include these types of things. It's just we're in a market area where there's a lot of older housing, so we got to find other ways to bring these really great energy efficiency tools to the masses. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so Joe Dietz from Synergy Systems, thank you so much for being with us on air again.
Well, thank you. This has been wonderful. I really enjoyed it.
Join us again next week, same time, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock for Open House with Team Reva. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the afternoon.
Enjoy that sun.
Enjoy.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reva. To contact us, visit Team Reva at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReva.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reva here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reva of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.